Sometimes Milo briefs me before a crime scene. Sometimes he waits until I get there. This time, he sent me an email attachment along with an address on Corner Avenue in West LA. This is for context. Get here ASAP if you can. His call had come in at 10:05 p.m. By 10:15, I was dressed and ready to go. Robin was reading in bed. I kissed her. Didn't have to explain. 2 minutes later, I was cruising south on Beverly Glen. I turned west on Sunset, found the boulevard free and clear until a red light stopped me at Veteran near the northwestern edge of the U's campus. Activating my phone, I checked out the attachment. Evite. Gray lettering over a skin rash pink background. The Thing. Brearley and Garrett are finally doing it. Why you? Hey, they want you there. The Place. The Aura. The Theme. Saints and Sinners. The Dress. Everyone needs to be hot. I'd thrown on a navy turtleneck, jeans, and rubber-soled shoes that could tolerate bloodstains, wore my LAPD consultant badge on a chain. Dead bodies and the hubbub they attract call for unobtrusive, not hot. I took Veteran south, drove through Westwood and into West LA. Corners not far from the West LA station. A stubby, easily overlooked street that paper cuts Pico Boulevard as it hugs the 405 overpass. The address put the scene north of Pico on a freeway-deafened strip of abused asphalt. Street lighting was irregular, creating leopard spot shadows. I passed a scrap yard specializing in English cars, a plumbing supply warehouse, a few auto mechanics, and an unmarked warehouse, before reaching the final building just short of a chain-link dead end. Two-story stucco rectangle, painted dark, maybe black, no windows. A crudely painted sign topped a slab metal door. Thunderbolts above assertive lettering. Marquee bulbs rimmed the sign. Some were still working. The Aura. Alley to the left, parking lot to the right, now yellow taped. 50 or so vehicles sat behind the tape. Behind them was a generator-fed trailer that chuffed. Open door, a cook in a white tunic, pop-up kitchen. Outside the tape was a smaller grouping of wheels, Milo's unmarked bronze Impala, a white Ford LTD that I recognized as Mo Reed's current ride, another Ford, maroon, that I couldn't identify, a gray Chevy. Four detectives for this one, plus the eight uniforms who'd arrived in a quartet of black and whites. Two of the squad cars were topped by clinking cherry bars. Off to the right, the white vans, crime lab and coroners. A pair of ominous twins. No coroner's investigator car. Come and gone. Easy identification or none at all. Despite all the squad cars, the only uniform in sight rested her hip against the driver's door of a blinking cruiser. Working her phone, looking serene. As I walked toward her, she gave me a glance. Usually I get stopped and have to show ID. She said, "Hey, Dr. Delaware." I'd seen her somewhere, the sight of someone else's misfortune. I said, "Hi, Officer Stanhope." Her phone screen was filled with kittens wearing funny hats. She clicked without self-consciousness. "Cute, huh? Round the back, Doc. It's pretty crazy." Slowly spreading smile. "Guess that's why you're here."